covered, granted a nice job getting six. It started out kind of tough, some hard contact, some tough counts, but made some nice in-game adjustments and ends up giving us six solid innings. So great job by him. A couple three-run homers, that always helps. You know, Dubon just continues to come through in big situations, runners in scoring position. He just continues to do it. So I think all seven runs with all two outs. So a lot of good things happened tonight, but it all started with Grant and then the bullpen coming in and doing their thing.
Can you get Dubon just to imagine there's two outs and runners on base every time he goes up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, you know. With two outs, you got to get a hit there. You know, you can't get a sac fly or whatever. You got to get a hit. So, and he's been doing that. Just has a knack for slowing the game down in those big moments.
He said most of the time throughout his career, he's been pinch hit for two at bats most nights, but his confidence has raised because you're allowing him to play.
Hey, you know what? It's you know, all the credit goes to him because he's the one out there performing, and he's been doing it from the beginning. You know, and he's a big reason why we're where we're at right now. Yeah, he's been right in the middle of a lot of good stuff. So he's earned that, you know.
For Grant, just that seemed like a big moment for him that tonight, just to be able to get through that trouble and some hard hit balls and get to six.
It was nice to see him make the in-game adjustments and settle in. He's done that before, but for me, it was the fifth inning. The fifth inning was the big one because he's at the top of the order again. It's three out of four left-handers, and the top two guys had hit the ball pretty good against him first couple times up. And I believe he went 1-2-3 that inning. He had one of his cleanest innings. I think that was the inning where his outing, I thought, hung in the balance. And he goes out there and has one of his best innings in the night, which was really, really good to see. And then it allows him to go back out for the sixth and put the sixth inning down. So great job by Grant.
How nice.
He was able to get a ball. He was able to snap that streak of hitless games. So was there just like a sigh of relief almost for that? What did you make of that?
Who's that now?
Kim.
Awesome. Oh yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, he's out there grinding, trying to find it, working like crazy in the cage. It was nice to see him get rewarded with that RBI single. So yeah, it's just he's in the middle of the process, you know, trying to get caught up to everybody that's been doing it for a few months already. So yeah, it's good to see him get that hit there.
What have you seen from him just behind the scenes work? You know, some indications like at batting practice, like consistently going back, looking through the iPad and stuff like that. What have you seen from him on your end?
He spent a lot of time in the cages. Yeah, he's been taking a lot of swings. And look, I mean, I think that's usually what it takes, right? And he's playing catch up right now. And it's hard to do at this level because I know these guys make the game look easy when you're watching it on TV or whatever, but the game is really fast when you're down there on the field. So he's just trying to catch up. That's what he's doing, yeah.
Anything else?
Well, what does having someone like Robert Suarez in your back end do for your pitching staff as a whole?
Yeah, Suarez, really changes everything. Getting him and putting him in the back end has been a game changer for us. I mean, it's allowed me to do some things, big moments in the game, to insert him in the seventh or eighth inning. I don't know if I've put him in the sixth yet. I may have. I can't remember. But and he's got no ego. He's a really humble guy. His story is a great one. So I think that's probably where the humility comes from, because he was in the minor leagues in Mexico. trying to find his way. And here he is now. He's one of the best relievers in the major leagues. So it's a great story. It's a great human being. And there's absolutely zero ego. Most guys in his shoes would only sign here if they're going to be the closer. And he's never said anything about that. You know, he was willing to pitch at any time. So yeah, he's changed a lot of things for us. Yeah, it's been a game changer.
Nice one, Harrison.
How nice has it been to just see Ozzie continue to have the season that he's had, just knowing the ups and downs he had in 24 and 25?
Yeah. No, Ozzie, he's back to who he was. There's been some injuries along the way and missed time. And I always talk about how difficult that is at this level when you miss big chunks of time. To come back and pick up where you left off, it's just really difficult. And I think he had to deal with some of that the last few years. But we're seeing him in his true form. I mean, this is how we remember him. And it's good to see him get the homer right-handed tonight. You know, that he's always been a great hitter right-handed. And, you know, but the left-handed side has been really good this year, too. So he's having a really good year for us.
All right.
Thank you.